5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Good Tuesday morning to you. You got a locked and loaded with your boy Roy. It's SRQ Talk, Election Day, November 3rd, 2020. Lock it up, and we are broadcasting live like we do Monday through Friday for 1 hour a day from the paradise city of Sarasota, Florida. We go over top news in the first 30 minutes of the show that you're locked into right here. And I do thank everybody across the nation and internationally, where your boy Roy has 9 countries opting in to the SRQ Talk Show here, supporting the show. We like to take time to be polite to everybody that gives up 1 hour of their 24 in the day to listen to your boy here. So I got a couple of minutes that I can spare on my short 1 hour show here. I like to welcome everybody, the leading international country in the SRQ Talk audience is the damn Roy's Rowdy Rebels out there, my hooligans out there in the UK. Good morning or good evening. It could be out there in the London and Wales area. And then we got our first opted ever. They'll always be close to our heart. It's the Irish community, Ireland. Good morning or good evening to you out there. And then always late to the party, the Mexicano. Buenas tardes. There's no wall here. There's no border control. We're not going to make them cut our lawn, baby. We love our damn Mexican people, and that's not the ones they invented. Onito, okay, that don't want to opt into the show. That's the damn country of Mexico, baby. And then ally of the U.S. since World War II, Germany, baby, is on board. We got Turkey, Netherlands. The Asian community is representing through Singapore. We got, this isn't a beauty contest, but we got damn Colombia chiming in too. And then of course the motherland of all motherlands, where my grandparents were born and raised, it's the damn country of Spain. Good morning to all of those. And of course Florida, where I broadcast live here, is the leader of the pack. Of course they are Fort Myers, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Dottie, and guess what, the numbers are damn amping up in the damn Mickey Mouse area. Damn, Orlando, what happened? I struck a chord late to the party like the Mexicanos, but at least you arrived. Orlando's numbers are going up. In fact, they passed damn Palmetto. Palmetto, you just got spun around by damn Orlando. You should be embarrassed. Damn, it doesn't surprise me. Manatee County, Bradenton, another day that they decide that not to participate in the show. My only Manatee County representatives are the great city of Palmetto. Palmetto, hey, sorry for the bad news, buddy. You got passed up by Orlando. You should be definitely embarrassed by that, or I should be, one or the other. But Palmetto Parish in damn Bradenton, okay, on the bottom of everybody's shoe. Oh, no, you know who's worth? The damn Tampa Bay area. Tampa, you know, you just squeaked that game with damn Brady. Tom Brady comes through, but guess what? Yep, we lost our bet. We laid damn 12 and a half, and the Giants, I amped it up, man, made it a game. If you had the over there, you were loving that the Giants were scoring touchdowns. But if you laid the 12 and a half like we did, that puts us at a mediocre 34 and 28. We're not going to stop, though. We'll give you, we got 2 college games today, but it's all about the national elections today. Unless you were under a damn rock, you know that today you got up. You might have early voted, like at least 50% of damn Americans voted early, either by mail or some of the polling booths that were open for early voting to avoid any large crowds or gatherings in some of the polling. I printed out all my information. I waited, of course, till the last minute to make sure that I was registered, but I knew I was. I just wanted to confirm it. Went to sarasotavotes.com. And you can do the same here. It's not too late. You got until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to cast your vote. And hopefully by damn midnight, we get the damn results. Okay. We don't want no delays here, no chaos, no cheating, no fraud. And that's why I went today. I chose to go on election day like I have for the last damn 32 years. Okay. Last eight of the elections, I've gone on the day. Watched my ballot and just to report, first of all, parking right front door parking at the Trinity Elementary School here locally in Sarasota, where my numbers are. Sarasota, you're in third place, baby, doing just fine. You can't help that you don't have enough muscle to knock off the King of the Mountain, damn Fort Myers, Lehigh Acres, Cape Coral. Good morning to you. And of course, my second amped up city, and the numbers just keep going up. It's the damn county of Pinellas, man. St. Petersburg, that beautiful bridge that you call the Sky Bridge, right over there, right next to the damn, what is it, the St. Petersburg Rays that lost the World Series. Yep, right there on that exit. That's why we call them the St. Pete Rays. But we won't trash, because we have a lot of things to get to. I can't even, I'm just saying good morning, not even bragging about my numbers, even though you know I love to brag about my numbers because they're so off the damn chain. We like for you to interact with the show. You can contact the show by emailing, dropping us an email at srqtalk@gmail.com, or let your voice be heard, like most Americans are letting their voice be heard by going out and voting today. That's right. You got until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time there. Drop us a voicemail. Have your voice be heard. And if you're any good, your boy here is going to make you SRQ Talk famous. We'll play it on the air. You go to our website, www.srqtalk.com. Hit the message button, and it immediately records a 60-second maximum message there. So try to get it done before that, or Anchor will kick your ass out. Let's go on. The show today sponsored by, you know, we inked the deal about 10 days ago. It's the Siesta Key Frog Hop, baby. Only because we live about 3 minutes away from Siesta Key in car, in vehicle there, and about maybe a 15-minute walk. Lock it up, Siesta Key, voted by travelers as the number one beach in America 2020. We take the title back. I think we took it back from damn St. Pete. Hey, St. Pete, man, don't take it personally, man. You know, you're our competition there, Clearwater, and that Clearwater, St. Petersburg area, baby, is off the chain. They compete every year with Siesta Key. But Siesta Key is the number one beach today. And when you come down to travel, because the numbers are amping up as far as visitors through the Sarasota airport, as we reported many, many episodes ago. And today we're season 2, episode 13. Lock it up, your boy Roy. We keep it rolling here. But we have a lot on the play today. Of course, the big day is the voters thing. But let me finish up here. So Siesta Key Frog Hop, that's a 15-passenger trolley, okay, open-air trolley that goes door-to-door. Where you're on the island, they'll take you anywhere you want free of charge. All they ask for you to handsomely tip your driver there that you'll probably use for the next couple of days. Don't rent a car. Don't be a fool and drink and drive on the island, man. They don't play around here. They know when you're drinking and driving. Of course, there's nothing to do of island life but to lay on the beach and then have a cold brewing. And you can even have an umbrella in it if you want. Well, if you're down here, I'm telling you, you heard it here, SRQ Talk with your boy Roy, man. Just go ahead. You can even arrange them. Siesta Key Frog Hop will also pre-arrange 24 hours in advance. If you have a big group, needs to be picked up at the Sarasota SRQ Airport, you definitely do that. They do cater. They have a big shuttle bus that they can accommodate your group up to 15 people with luggage there. But we do recommend for you to pack lightly there, just to make life easier, baby. 844 Frog Hop. If you're on the island, you heard it here, man. You give them a call, 844 Frog Hop. That's the way you hop around on the island. Now that we got all the logistics out of the way here, there is a huge voter turnout expected, despite of any virus and political rancor. Okay, I got parking right in the front of my precinct, the Trinity Elementary School, right off of B Ridge and Shade Avenue. For you damn local Sarasotians that are listening to your boy Roy here, broadcasting live from your damn city. All right, the scourge of a global pandemic produced an election season like no other in the U.S., persuading record numbers of Americans to cast their ballots early. Forcing states to make changes to long-established election procedures and leading to hundreds of lawsuits over how votes will be casted and which ballots will be counted. Yeah, man, there's been a lot of this going on, man, and there's going to be a lot more, okay, when the results come in. Polls were open across the nation on Tuesday morning, and your boy Roy went to cast his ballot today, approximately 9:18 a.m., full time. I was in there probably about 12 minutes. That's including parking, which I found right in the front door. I put on my little mask, no line to get into the door. I was welcomed. I felt comfortable. I went to the lady. She verified my information. And she gave me my two sheets of ballots, baby. There wasn't too many questions. I don't know how many there were. There was probably five questions on each page, front and back. The last page was pretty blank. Local politicians here running for commissions and offices and little laws nationally about the $15 an hour that it can raise by 2026. They want to make the minimum wage $10. Yeah, man, you might as well make it, man. I know I'm going to pay a little bit more for my dollar menu there at damn McDonald's, okay? Oh, yeah, I'll admit it. Oh, yeah, I don't eat McDonald's. I'm so damn cool.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I do for convenience. Sometimes you have to, man. And those fries off the chain, man, I don't care what you say. I don't care if they're bad for you or anything. Okay, don't tell me how to diet, okay? I'm 183 pounds, baby, and lock it up. Don't you tell me what to eat. I'm apparently doing something right here. All right, but so polls were open across the nation. Tuesday election officials warned that millions of absentee ballots, okay, could slow the damn tallies up, perhaps for days, okay? Get out of town, man, in some key battleground states. And as President Donald Trump threatened legal action to prevent ballots from being counted after Election Day. And I agree with that, man, whether it's Trump or not. In this country, we get the results. Sometimes you have to stay up a little late, but by, you know, midnight, 12:30, in the morning on the following day, maybe we usually have somebody conceding, somebody admitting that they lost, and the president-elect is elected there, and then they put him in the officially in the House usually around January 20th. That's how it's damn done here, okay? And there's no reason for it not to be the same way, okay? It's going to be the same way, and I hope we get the results by midnight. It was super clean, very safe. I'm telling you, man, it took me about 12 minutes. I don't know if it's because I'm in paradise here. We don't have so much action. It was like the big cities in Miami and damn Jacksonville, okay, have. Or maybe up there in Orlando and damn in Tampa, you know, Orlando's blowing away Tampa, man. Hey, good morning, Orlando, baby. Opting in, those numbers, man, on the graph are going way up in Orlando for some reason. But anyway, I hope everybody's having a beautiful day. I woke up to about 68 degrees, baby, loving it. This is the time to be down here, baby. This is the ideal time until March. After March, yeah, hot as hell, man.
Whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk, man. Let's get into some news here. So they expect a lot of problems occur every election, and Tuesday was no different. There were long lines in early day. No, that's not true, man. That's fake news, man. Well, who's reporting this? Christine Cassidy and Anthony Azagira from damn who? Who am I on here? From damn ABC locally, man. No, the lines weren't at all, man. Your boy Roy here, that is in paradise in the heart of the damn fucking city here. I'm telling you, B Ridge and Shade at the Trinity Elementary, lock it up, man. It wasn't no wait at all, man. Maybe people waiting online before they open the polls is maybe what they're talking about. Let me give them the benefit of the doubt here. Problems occur every election, and Tuesday was no different. There were long lines early in the day and sporadic reports of polling places opening late and equipment issues reported in counties in Georgia and Ohio. All right, so we clarify here. We apologize, baby. Christina Cassidy and damn Anthony Azagura. It's what? Azagura. Lock it up, baby. I thought you meant Sarasota. I jumped the gun on you like I usually do, but they're talking about counties in Georgia and Ohio. See, that crap doesn't happen here, man. This was all expected given past experience, the decentralized nature of voting in the U.S. and last-minute changes due to the pandemic. At least 98.8 million people had already voted before Election Day, about 71%. Nearly 139 million ballots cast during the 2016 presidential election, according to data collected by the Associated Press. Given that few states, including Texas, had already exceeded their total 2016 vote count, experts were predicting record turnout this year, baby. They exercise your right as an American, man. And I saw on the ballot something about the damn, non-residents of the U.S. having able to cast a vote. Guess what? Not happening, man. You got to be a damn U.S. citizen, just like I got to be a Colombian citizen in Colombia. Thank you for tuning in, baby. A Colombian citizen. Anywhere in the world I go, I got to be a citizen of that country. If I vote, and you're going to have to be a damn U.S. citizen according to my vote, okay? Negative, man. That's right. That's what you get, man. No, you got to be a U.S. citizen to vote. That's my opinion. But here on the SRQ Talk Show, we live and let live. We're not going to, if you feel like the other way, like anybody can cast a vote in the U.S. elections, we're not going to damn defriend you, okay? We don't do that here, man. We're open arms here. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for hitting the play button. Let's go to a next story, because that damn went to, it was a yawn fest, okay? Telling me about all the cities like Georgia and Ohio, man. We're moving on, man. But Christina and Anthony, I apologize, man. Not
whatever.
Yeah, we're moving on, man. We got other local news. Sarasota police expecting no issues following election night results on Tuesday. Police chief says they are ready. There you go. The Sarasota police, they amping it up, man. The Sarasota police say it'll be all hands on deck on Tuesday for election day. They say they aren't expecting any issues in like how many? Zero. Lock it up, man. Zero issues. The Sarasota police is anticipating here. They're all hands on deck, according to this, and expecting no issues or in any other parts of the cities. But they also understand the nature of this election. This is a quote. We ask everyone to be respectful of each other, no matter who you're voting for. Remember that we are, that we anticipate that everything is going to be fine in the city of Sarasota, said Chief Bernadette DePino. Lock it up, Bernadette. Damn, Chief of Police of Sarasota, Bernadette DePino, with the Sarasota Police Department. Our officers will be on patrol and will be ready to respond if anybody calls and needs assistance. There you go. Lock it up. SRQ Talk with your boy Roy. We're damn pro police here. We're definitely pro damn Sarasota police, baby. Nicest people, honestly, man. And that's not me just being a damn hypocrite, okay? You know, this is real radio. You know, this ain't your direct scripted radio, your AM damn scripted, wanting to be comedians, needing to have a hot chick on the air. Get the hell out of here, man. This is real, local, damn amped up podcast, baby. And that's why you're tuning in to your boy Roy. 1 hour a day, man. And let's keep our eye on the time, man, because I'm all amped up. And guess what? I told you Time flies with your boy Roy. We're already damn 19 minutes into the show. He hits the bugle button too much.
Whatever.
It's my show and I do what I want, all right? You damn bitch, get out of here. Everybody's got a a-hole. Like, everybody's got a damn opinion, man. That's right, man. I better get the results by midnight, man. Let me see what else here. So the Sarasota damn police is amped up, man, according to damn Chief DePino. Okay, they anticipate no problems, okay? ABC 7, log it up. Local here, Christina and Anthony. Didn't see any businesses downtown boarded up like in some other cities. Joy Nicole is owner of Serenity Wellness, a store that will be opening in downtown Sarasota in about 2 weeks. She says that she is a little nervous about what could happen to storefronts following Tuesday's election. Get out of here, man. Listen, Joy, I don't know if you're a resident here of Sarasota, but it by what you're asking, it doesn't sound like it. This isn't your damn Drek City, wherever you came from, or and then I tell you that my number's in Ohio, that damn Columbus can't shut me off. The hell's happening over there in Ohio, baby? They you know why? Because damn people in Sarasota, most residents, damn Ohio's running the place here, man. They come on vacation, they sell that damn house where they're freezing their ass off over there in damn Ohio, man. Don't fight it already, man. Just come on down and move down here. Lock it up. Come to paradise, man. You know you will. Your parents are here. Your grandparents are here. Everybody from damn Ohio is here. And guess where else they are? In SRQ Talk is what they're listening to, according to the numbers. Google Analytics, Spotify, Anchor. Lock it up, man. So you have no problem finding the show, man. But, you know, we're amped up and we're in every damn podcast platform that you can think of, man. I mean, I'm not even joking. We're on, of course, we're on Anchor Podcast, where we broadcast the show from. We're on Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Himalaya. And there's something else called Let Notes. Yeah, lock it up, baby. We're everywhere. Truth of the matter is, you go to any damn search engine, Yahoo, Google, Bing, damn AOL, man, anything, any of those damn search engines, you put in SRQ Talk Show and your boy Roy. That's right. Hit the damn bugle button, baby. We're amped up. His show's always the same.
Whatever.
Yeah, blow it out your damn ass, man. So let me see. So the Sarasota police is amped up, man. We're gonna move on to this story because your boy Roy here only has 30 minutes for local and national in Florida damn news, because Florida's numbers are off the chain. There is some disturbing news here, and this is basically about 4 minutes in vehicle around the corner of my house, 3450 Clark Road, the damn TD Bank, Sarasota County Sheriff's Office is investigating a damn bank robbery that occurred Monday afternoon in Sarasota at the TD Bank located on 3450 Clark Road. I just said that.
Whatever.
Deputies were called to the bank just before 1:30 p.m. for the report of the robbery. According to witnesses, the suspect entered the bank wearing a damn mask, like everybody's hanging out these days, and demanding money. No weapon was seen. The suspect is described as a black or Hispanic male who is approximately 5'7" in height and is in his 30s or 40s. The agency aviation and canine units responded but were unsuccessful in locating the suspect. Detectives are completing their investigation and encourage anyone with information to contact the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office Criminal Investigation Section at 941-861-4900. You heard? 941-861-4900. If you got any information of this bank robber at 3450 Clark Road, the TD Bank, keeping you in the know, it's your boy Roy. It's Tuesday, November 3rd, season 2, episode 17 here. This was a story that I saw yesterday, and I only, because I just recently got back from the beautiful damn Key West, where the road ends, man. It's the southernmost point of the East Coast of the United States. I took a trip down there, stayed about 7 days. I didn't want to leave. But this, the Salt Life co-founder charged with manslaughter in the death of a Lake City teen in Lake City, Florida, co-founder of Salt Life brand is accused of killing a Lake City teen in South Florida. Michael Hutto, 54, is sitting behind bars in Duval County Jail after being arrested on charges of manslaughter in the death of Laura Grace Duncan, who is 18 years old. Man, this is horrible. According to authorities, on October 26, 2020, the Columbia County Sheriff's Office received a call from the Duncans' parents asking for a well-being check on their daughter. Detectives found Duncan left the county with a known person. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office says detectives were assigned to the case, learned she was staying at the Hilton Singer Island Resort in Riviera Beach, Florida, for several days. According to authorities, when deputies arrived at the resort on October 29, 2020, they discovered a deceased female in a hotel room who suffered from a single gunshot wound. The female was later identified as Laura Duncan, man. Hutto was found in Jacksonville after police say he suffered a medical emergency and was taken to the Baptist South Hospital, where he was arrested by the Florida Highway Patrol troopers on and out of the county warrant for manslaughter. There you go, you damn fucking Hutto. We won't judge here. We won't convict on the air here. However, things aren't looking good there, Michael Hutto, 54 years old. Not when a teenager is found dead in your possession, buddy. Doesn't look good at all, okay? Law enforcement expert Mark Bogman says that is significant information in this case. Manslaughter means it was not premeditated, Bogman said. Manslaughter still carries a 15-year sentence. Salt Life posted on social media that Hutto no longer owns the company, as the co-founders sold their entire business in 2013. So what the hell, man? We're getting fake news? I thought he was the damn... What did they say here on the headlines, man? Salt Life co-founder, okay? I guess you do got to mention it, man. It is a pretty damn big company. And honestly, it jumped off the page here at me because I do see in Key West, I saw they have a store, a storefront there, a brick and mortar there, Salt Life. You see the bumper stickers everywhere. They're on T-shirts everywhere. So, yeah, this is actually kind of interesting. Records show that Hutto is from Wellborn, which is about 15 miles west of Lake City, where the team resided. They could have been some past association, Bogman said. Not sure if the relationship is, but that sounds very coincidental because Lake City is very close. Many questions remain, including if the two knew each other prior to the incident and why Hutto is a suspect. His next court date is November 9th there. So there you have it, man. Your boy Roy SRT talk, keeping you in the know. Told you about the huge voter turnout. Told you about Sarasota police being all damn amped up, anticipating zero problems, just like I anticipated when I went to voting. I've been broadcasting it here. If you do want to archive or missed any of the 37 episodes on season one on the SRQ Talk Show, or any of the 16 prior ones to today, you can always go to our website, srqtalk.com, and archive the shows there. And there you go, Salt Life co-founder. Let's see how we're doing on time. We only get an hour. Yeah, we're going to have to wrap up the first side of it, but don't worry about it. We're going to bring down the show on the next segment. We'll talk a little bit about sports, give you a couple of locks. I did want to get into the damn fishing that I couldn't do for my emailer that participated in the show yesterday. I can't get to the fishing for some reason, man. Now I got to talk about Florida damn COVID cootie cases in the next segment along with sports. So I encourage you to hang on with me for the second half of the show. It's usually a sports show, but obviously, just like I forementioned, we'll be talking about your damn COVID cooties and seeing an update on the cases there. Hopefully this thing will disappear after today. Stay tuned to with me on the other side, on the flip side. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. Thank you for rejoining the show. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk, Tuesday, Election Day, November 3rd, 2020. This is the latter 30 minutes of the one-hour show that we broadcast from the Paradise City of Sarasota, Florida, here Monday through Friday. This part of the show, it's usually the SRQ Sports Show. But since we ran out of time there, we are going to update you on the COVID cooties. Florida here supposedly going up here. Florida COVID-19, at least 45 new game overs here. That's due to the coronavirus. That's 4,651 damn new cases here were reported in Florida on November 2nd. Over the past week, there has been an average of 4,293 cases per day, an increase of 45% from the average 2 weeks earlier. What a coincidence. Election day today, for the last 2 weeks before the elections, that the cases are going up, man. Now, you know, I don't always subscribe to your little conspiracy theories, but it does sound a little bit much, because that's all they got, man. That's all they got. They want to, play Monday morning quarterback after, dealing with a pandemic at a level of pandemic that nobody has ever have to dealt with, okay? No matter who would have been in charge, whether it was Obama, Biden, or Trump, or any of these folks, who's to say that you would have handled it better? When the president shut down the city, the country down, why did he shut down the country? If he wouldn't have shut it, it's like, why didn't he shut it? It just goes on and on, man. And hopefully these COVID numbers start going down. You'll see that your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk, is predicting that this thing's going to disappear, man. It absolutely is. That's why people are thinking and anticipating that 2021 is going to be better. Let me see. As of Tuesday morning, there has been at least 812,055 cases and 16,833 game overs here. Deaths in Florida since the beginning of the pandemic. And when they say the beginning, it's usually right around March is what they're taking the numbers. And this is all according to the damn New York Times database. And my numbers in New York, yeah, garbage numbers in New York. Jersey's opting out. This is the sports show yesterday. Unfortunately, we told you to damn late at 12 and a half. And guess what? Damn, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers let those damn 1-6, now 1-7 Giants actually push them all the way down to the end of the game. They actually scored a touchdown. My boy there, Golden Tate. Damn it, Golden Tate didn't start you, buddy. But you didn't have great numbers, Golden. I mean, you got your first catch late in the damn fourth quarter. Why this quarterback for Jones for the Giants don't look more for Golden Tate is unbelievable. This Golden Tate is amped up, man. These little 5'10 receivers, 185 pounds that are usually slot receivers, aka damn Steve Smith of the old Carolina Panthers and and Baltimore Ravens later in his career. Steve Smith was this type of player, like a Golden Tate, man. They're just amped up. These guys are big-time athletes, man. They're hugely in shape. They're usually smaller guys that look on the field, man, in height and in weight and in everything else, but they're amped up, man. And Golden Tate scored that touchdown, but they couldn't get it in for the two-point conversion to tie it up there. And I'll tell you, mediocre damn performance by your Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's a damn W for Tom Brady. It's another win for Brady, another win for Tampa. These are the kind of games that you guys used to lose in the past. Now you're winning them with great players like Tom Brady and damn Gronkowski. I saw that little touchdown that you caught there in the end zone. Absolutely. And let's go to some of the stats yesterday. They squeaked 25-23. Like I said, Jones couldn't punch it in on the two-point conversion late in that game. Brady's numbers, he went 28 for 40. So he attempted 40 passes. I told you we won them. Tom Brady throw at least 50 passes, man. Okay, but he threw 40, 28 out of 40. He threw for 279, two touchdowns, really important there. No damn interceptions. He did get sacked twice. He has been getting sacked. You got to protect damn Tommy boy, man. He did have one rush on a scramble for 1 yard. The leading rusher for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they do have a decision to make. It's either you're going to start Fournette or you're going to start Jones. You start Fournette, guess what? You got to have to amp it up and break out the checkbook for Fournette, man. You'll have to see Jones. Of course, they want Jones to do better because they have to pay Jones less. You heard it here, SRQ Talk. You tuned in with your boy Roy here on the second half, SRQ Sports Show. We gave you damn. You notice how we damn moved on from the COVID because it's not gonna take over the cases. Your cooties over there, man. Practice social distancing. Put on a damn mask. Wash your hands, man. Lock it up. It's your boy Roy, man. Sick of this COVID-19 talk, man. Hopefully it's the last day since it's election day. Go out there and vote like your boy did. I went there, no problem. Easy peasy, baby. Took me about 12 minutes to fill out the ballot, park, walk in, check in, no problems, no issues here in paradise, baby. Sarasota, where my numbers are the number 3 on the audience. They can't seem to have enough gas to pass Fort Myers, to pass damn St. Petersburg, which is off the damn chain numbers. Got a big fanhood in St. Pete, man. I'm going to have to go visit St. Pete and go spend my money. Northport, guess what? I told you the damn Sousa's in the 305 down in the dirty. Where's 305? It's damn Miami, man. What the hell's wrong with you? Original 305. They also have the 786, man, but we don't mention 786. We're 305. Take it to the house. They are tied with Northport for number 4 in the cities there in Fort Lauderdale, Dottie, baby. Follows there, but like I've warned every other city, Fort Lauderdale, you watch out because guess who's creeping on you? It was a shocker to me too, but damn, Orlando's amping it up on the SRQ Talk Show. Numbers are going way up in Orlando, a big spike there, just like they want you to believe that the damn COVID-19, hopefully it's all over after that. So we got two college games today. We did fall yesterday to 34-28, put this at a socially acceptable in the gambling circle at 55%. Today's program, like most of the week, this segment of the SRQ Sports Show with your boy Roy here is sponsored by WagerLock.com, baby. And yesterday, I told you I laid the 12.5 and lost my ass yesterday. Okay, and hopefully you didn't take my advice, and hopefully you just bet against us. We are 55% mediocre, socially acceptable. That's what they deem respectable in the gambling world, because it's hard to pick these against the numbers in Vegas. However, wagerlock.com, they had the over, man, at 45.5, man. That's what they emailed you. They ask you for two pieces of information. They guaranteed one stand-up straight-up bet wagerlock.com. They're not going to participate, I told you, in your 16 teasers and your 5-team parlays and none of that crap. No live on live betting or changing your bet. None of that damn crap is going on. Wagerlock.com is a sports consulting company. And their goal is to create wealth under the sports wagering format. So they're going to give you one lock a day, $19.99. They're going to charge you securely on the square up there. If it doesn't come in, guess what? They refund your money right back. That's what you call a damn guarantee. Wagerlock.com. If you need to bury your bookie or get out of the hole yourself, give them a call. They had the over yesterday because I paid my $19.99 and I took the over at 45.5, baby. And thank God for wagerlock.com. Do yourself a favor. Go visit their website. Give them a browse there. So I told you the damn Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where my numbers are in the tank there in Tampa, 25-23. They survive an upset there by the Giants. Your boy Brady passed for 28. He had 28 completions, 40 attempts, 279, 2 touchdowns, no INTs. And I told you, Leonard Fournette carried 15 times for 52 yards. Mediocre. Don't get me wrong, man. 3.5 average, not much. But his biggest run was a 13-yard run, but he did come in the clutch. They usually used him on third down conversions. Scotty Miller tried to end around there for 7 yards. And Robert Jones, yeah, big disappointment, man. Robert Jones the third there, which was looking damn super Mac Daddy weeks ago, only had 7 carries there for 23 yards, mediocre 3.3. His longest run was 5 yards, and in the Panther game, he's just as bad, man. Robert Jones is averaging less than 3.5, less than 5 yards a catch, and he's like one of the leading receivers also, especially in that of the backfield. He had 4 targets yesterday and 4 receptions for only 23 yards, man. His longest is 9 yards, so they're only giving him little dump offs, and he's not juking people, man, at all. He's not like Fournette that'll damn run through you, man. Leonard Fournette is mine for the money, but I don't know if you want to pay him. Leading receiver for your Bucks were, of course, Mike Evans with 5 catches, 55 yards. His longest was 20. He did catch a touchdown there, Mikey Evans. And then, of course, the Gronk, man. 4 receptions, 41 yards. He caught a touchdown, an 18-yarder. Fournette also had 3 receptions for 19, and it goes from there. Scotty Miller, that's right. That we dropped his ass like 3 weeks ago. Scotty Miller, get the hell out of here, man. I can't believe I wasted a damn draft pick over you. But guess what? On the good news, your boy's fantasy football team is at 3-5 after starting 1-4. We've gotten 2 wins in a row, 3-5. And I looked at the other people's records. They're 4-4. I see a couple of 3s and 5s also. So guess what? Your boy Roy's alive, still kicking. Playoff possibilities. Okay, and we went through the numbers. Do we even go through what the Giants' numbers were? Damn, Giants 1-7, man. Golden Tate, let me see. He actually attempted a pass. He did complete it for 18 yards, Golden Tate. Daniel Jones, man, 25 out of 41. Not good. 256 yards thrown. His problem is that he threw 2 touchdowns, but his damn 2 INTs killed the team, man. He was sacked 3 times also. Their leading rusher on 12 attempts for 44 yards was Gallman. Let me see. And Gallman was actually, Golden Tate got 2 receptions. Who's the leader here? 8 receptions. Shepard was for 74 yards. His longest was 20, but Golden Tate was the one that caught the touchdown. And Deion Lewis early in the game caught a nice little out of the backfield. Deion Lewis looked amped up yesterday, man. He really did. Deion Lewis, baby. I dropped him. I had picked him up in my fantasy, but dropped him. I just had him to plug him in because, like I said, I'm depleted at running back. Thank God for damn Giovanni Bernard and my new favorite Cincinnati Bengal team. I got Wiggins on that team, and I got Bernard, and hopefully Mixon stays out of the damn mix there, okay? Mixon, stay on IR, man, or wherever you're at, or injured or whatever. But there you go, man. We lost that bet, mediocre 55%, but it's still respectable. You want to go ahead and bet against me, you can. We're halfway through the segment because you're Time flies here with your boy Roy. Interact with the show, srqtalk@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at srqtalk.com. Go to wagerlock.com if you need a lock of the day there. They'll do it for $19.99. Let's see. We do have some games that I want to get into. We can't get into the damn fishing show, man. It's just not enough time. We're going to have to dedicate it still instead of our Football Friday. We're going to have to get some time in there. Maybe we'll just do all sports on Friday, and we'll do the Football Friday on the first segment, and the other 30 minutes it'll be all fishing. There you go. Problem resolved there. Getting things done off the cuff, not your scripted crap, not your little fake news and all this crap, okay? This is how we make decisions. Is the show edited? No. Get out of here. It's not edited, man. You get what you get here. It's real, live, local, amped up damn podcast, man. Doing well, very well. People are embracing the show, as you well know. It's well documented here. Let's see what we got here, because we're pretty excited that we got two games here. And since Michigan, the great people of Dan Dearborn have it locked in with your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk Michigan. Wake up, man. You got two games on the agenda today. These are going to be on the four-letter network, that monster broadcast network. With the four letters, it's going to be played at 6 o'clock. You got Eastern Michigan against Kent State, baby. Kent State is currently -6 and 62.5. Guess what, man? I like Eastern Michigan. I like that Michigan has opted into the show. For the love of Dearborn, we're going to gobble the 6 there. That's your first lock of the day on the 6 o'clock game, which happens. Oh, you know what? Oh, too bad. Fake news, man. We ain't got no games today. This is for damn tomorrow, man. I knew it was too good to be true. Damn it. There is no games today. There is no lock of the day. So guess what? We might as well talk fishing, baby. We got 15 minutes. Let's talk about fishing, man. I went this whole weekend, Saturday and Sunday. That's how we deal with adversity here. You notice that? Well, we're going to go on, and we did. What we're catching a lot at there is the little snapper yellowtail, man. And you got to have it over 12 inches in length for it to be. You could take it home, but it's just got to be over 12 inches. I took one home a couple of weeks ago that was about 14 inches, man. But they're definitely out there. As far as bait goes, I'm a big proponent of the shrimp, okay? But lately, man, I've been questioning it. It's either the shrimp that cost a little bit more, and it's really got nothing to do with the money. It's just, they're going to bite the shrimp. Sometimes if you don't bait it right, though, the shrimp is not going to stay alive on the line. You know, you might go through the gut instead of the tail and things like that. Sometimes they give me these shrimp that is too amped up, man. They're huge, so the fish start biting either the head or the tail or one or the other, and I guess I'm baiting it wrong in the middle. But if I bait it to the top of the head, I don't want to kill it. If I go to the bottom, I don't want to fling it off, you know, because they are heavy, those little bastards. But anyway, I've been having huge luck with the damn greenbacks, man. You know, not everybody has them. They always want to give you the little pinheads that are floating all over Casperson Beach, which is my little honey hole down there in Venice, last Northport, right by the Sharky's Pier there in Venice. And where did I mention my numbers off the chain there, Northport? But you are slipping pretty good, because it's 100% pie, and the more people that amp up, like St. Pete is taking everybody's damn lunch. They're taking everybody's lunch money, man. St. Pete's off the chain, man, as far as the SRQ talk show here. But anyway, been getting that, and guess what I can't stay away from? Yeah, you guessed it. Those damn trashy damn catfish, man. I mean, I thought they were only in Casey Key, but apparently not, man. Lately, I've been just catching. And this is why I told you yesterday, I briefly told you about 50 yards to the right of me where the more of the jetty was happening, okay? The combination there. There was a guy there that he was damn off the chain. This guy, all the stars were aligned for him on Halloween Day, man. And this was on Saturday. when I went out there. No, it was. I'm sorry. Fake news. It was Sunday because I also went on November 1st, All Saints Day. Lock it up, all my Catholics out there. I know the Irish community is huge for Catholicism, and Ireland has opted into the show. But in New York, my Irish people in New York, they don't want to tune in, man. They don't. I don't know. They're like, they got the Bradenton syndrome, man. I don't want to opt into the show. But that's okay. We move it on. But anyway, so this guy caught about the biggest damn redfish I've ever seen anybody pull out of the damn ocean. It was about 25 pounds and easily about 2 feet long, man. It was a damn ocean monster. It would have seemed that, but guess what? Redfish, you got to throw it back in, man, no matter how big it is. But the guy was saying something about when they're that big, they're not damn good eating, man. I don't know, man. I had my Spanish mackerel the other day, and yeah, that shit was good, really good. Spanish mackerel off the chain, man. I recommend it highly. And that guy had a whole bucket of those as well, and not me, man. I was catching damn ladyfish and damn catfish, man. I was just like all dirt bagged out, man. I had a good bait. I had my shrimp. The thing is that the winds and the waves were crashing in, man. I don't know if it was high tide or not, but the waves were crashing in. The winds were so heavy, I had to put a damn weight on my line. Maybe that's why I caught the damn catfish, man. I had a little weight on it. I don't like to put the weights on the lines. I don't believe I need to do that, but I did that day, man, because the ladyfish I damn carved up. I carved up that damn ladyfish and used it for, I used that head as bait, and it was so heavy, the head, that it was casting beautifully right through the wind, and I was going about at least 100 yards in casting. I mean, I was really getting it out there, but with the little shrimp and against the wind and without a weight, it was coming right back at me, man, and I wasn't casting it out far too far at all. Like I said, I caught a damn little yellow tail snapper that I had to let back in the water because it was just too small. It wasn't 12 inches. And, you know, and this is the decision we're going to make. We're going to make the fishing show the second half of the All Football Friday show. And then there'll be no damn COVID news. There'll be no damn local news. There'll be nothing but on Fridays from this point on. The All Football Friday show on the SRQ Talk Show is going to be 30 minutes of all damn football and fantasy, reality, all kinds of football there, American football, that is, on the first 30 minutes. And then we're going to go all fishing on the latter 30 minutes of the one-hour show. There you have it, man. Announced today, Fishing Friday, baby. Lock it up. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. Let's see how we're doing on time. And there you have it, man. We're running out of time, man. I got a lot of things to do. I voted today. Lock it up. I hope you do too. You have until 7 p.m. today, man. Go cast your vote regardless of who you vote for. Because, man, what a disappointment, man. What damn fake news, man, about it being two games. That's me, man. My mistake there. Thinking, wishful thinking, maybe that we had a wishful Wednesday football game, but we don't, man. So go to wagerlock.com. They're probably damn crying a scene to the damn wagerlock.com. They ain't going to have no action today. There's nothing to bet on. There's absolutely nothing to bet on, man. No basketball, no baseball, because your Rays damn lost the damn World Series, man. Blake Snell is still probably crying like a damn baby that they took him out, man. How dare you question the manager that got you to the World Series and his analytic making. It's an analytic game, man. Snell, you better get on board, buddy. Won't be the first time you'll be pulled out, regardless of having pitching a gem or not. This Thursday, Tuesday. No wonder. The games are on Wednesday, man. I'm all lost. I'm all over the board here. We got the Thursday game. It'll be the damn Packers and the 49ers with my boy George Kittle. I wonder if Kittle's going to be injured or not, man. Let's see an update on George Kittle, man. I'm telling you, my fantasy league that is entering its 16th damn league. Yeah, that's right. We used to do it before it was cool. Fantasy football 2004 is where we launched our fantasy Football League, and we're in our 16th season. It's 12-man PPR, points per reception, and your boy Roy, I was playing a scrub too like I am, but guess what? I amped it up, man. 3-5 now, inching our way to the playoffs, and I'm about a game away. I'm telling you, man, from I really need a win. I know every win's important, but you need to get at least 7 to squeak into the playoffs. In my league, historically, that's what it seems like it's been. You get 7 wins, and you're pretty much guaranteed a playoff position. It's almost like hockey. Everybody makes it for, I guess, what, 4 teams don't? Where they cry. Yeah, man, a DK Metcalf, man. Talk about a Mac Daddy wide receiver I wish I had, man. DK Metcalf of the damn Seattle Seahawks. And guess what? Washington. Yeah, baby. Washington, you're still number 3 there above the state of Texas. But Texas now all alone. Surpassed Virginia all alone in 4th place there. And Seattle is amped up on the show too, man. And you're DK Metcalf. That guy is super Mac Daddy. Let's see what we got here, man. Let me see my team here, the C-Mac Attack, named after Dan Christian McCafferty. We can't wait till he comes back. He'll be back, man. He'll be back in a couple of weeks, I'm telling you. Let me see. We're going to have to damn drop LaMichael up, P. Ryan there of the damn Jets. Jets 0-8. I was that desperate, man, because guess who's amping it up for me? Yep. J.K. Dobbins, baby, of the running back for the Baltimore Ravens. He plays at Indianapolis. That's a tough matchup. That Indy D is amped up. Let me see. I wonder if Emmanuel Sanders is going to come back from the COVID. We had Golden Tate. We dropped his ass. Christian McCaffrey still IR, and Austin Eckler, man. Missed that guy. We might have to drop Rex Burkhead. I know the minute I damn drop him, he's gonna amp up again, man. He plays on Monday night against the Jets. You know what? I'm not only gonna keep Rex Burkhead, I'm gonna damn start him, man. He's gonna run all over the Jets, man. Absolutely, he's gonna run all over the Jets. Let me see my this Thursday. There's no way George Kittle comes back for this Thursday's game. Season may be over. For Kittle is expected to miss 8 weeks with a broken bone. Damn it. Horrible in his foot. Adam Scheffler of the Four Letter Network reports the timeline would have had Kittle returning for week 17 matchup against the Cardinals, and that's only if the recovery process goes as planned. With injuries ravaging the 49ers' top skilled players at every position, the team may not be in a playoff contention at that point, in which case Kittle likely wouldn't return, man. Damn it! I hate to hear that, man. Oh, God, what a horrible news, man. George Kittle here. I report here, SRQ Talk with your boy Roy. Let me take a look at the time. Damn, man, I don't like to end the show on a down note, man, but George Kittle, gonna have to do some work there and replace my tight end. Thank God I got damn Cook from the damn New Orleans as a backup there. I'm gonna find myself, I think I'm gonna pick up Ebron, man, for Pittsburgh Steelers that amped it up, man. Big Steeler fan now, just like I'm a Bengal fan, man. But the Tua and the Dolphins, lock it up, baby. But George Kittle, man, that's not good news at all, man. My number one tight end, that's not good for football, not good for the Niners, not good for your boy Roy here that has him as his number one. I could have got 4 players for him, man, and I didn't do it. Damn it. Hate that, man. But that's how it goes. That's the fantasy football life, man. And there is no more. Time goes so quick with your boy Roy here. But I do want to thank the Siesta Key Frog Hop, 844 Frog Hop, that sponsored the first half of the show. And then WagerLock.com, the most friendliest, gambling website that you can go to. totally transparent there. They're going to ask you for two pieces of information, $19.99 for your lock of the day in an email that they can send it within an hour. They usually do it within 10 minutes. They had the over on the game yesterday. They came through. They guarantee it if they refund your $19.99 back. So we appreciate them. Interact with the show, srqtalk@gmail.com. I'll read your email on the air if it's any good. Just like I will play you on the air, leave me a voicemail at srqtalk.com. Season 2, episode 17 is in the books. It's your boy, Roy. There is no more SRQ Talk. Go ahead and stay tuned to tomorrow's Hump Day show. Hopefully, we'll have the results from the damn elections. Go out and vote. You got until 7 p.m. This is your boy Roy signing off. There is no more. Go plead nice to someone and go exercise your right. Go vote.
Oh, thank you.